And someone who can't hear is?
Deaf.
Okay.
Hard of hearing.
And if you're out in the hot sun, you'll what?
Have a stroke.
Not necessarily.
Blister.
But you sure will. There's one thing that...
Blister.
Not necessarily.
Bay.
You just...
Get hot? Sweat?
That's what I want.
Perspire?
Yeah. Which you usually say.
Well, I always say he perspires frequently.
Well, what's that sore that you get that where it, the skin kind of plucks up and it's filled with liquid?
You talking about impetigo?
No, I'm not talking,
talking about a ball.
Okay, a ball. What else might, and that...
Some people call them risers.
Okay, is that the same thing? Do you have a... if there's a lot of them, or if they're real bad, if it's enough so it has to be lanced, would you have a different word for it?
Well, a carbuncle is when it doesn't have a head and it's big.
Okay.
A rhizome, a ball, they do have a head.
Okay.
But a carbuncle does not.
Okay. And inside that ball, there's a lot of what?
Pus, corruption.
Okay. Corruption and pus are the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's see, when that wasp thing to your hand will
swell.
Okay. And you might ask someone, has your hand what?
Swollen in.
Okay. And they would say, yes, it was for a little while.
It will continue to swell for a little while.
Just
swelling.
It did. It was.
You were swollen.
It was swollen, or it...
It will swell.
Well, say it did swell, it was, and then it went down. It was for a while, and then it went down.
Got big.
Well, would you say it swelled, or it swelled, or...
It swelled some more.
That's what I want. Then, if you got shot with a rifle, you would have a what? You got shot.
Bullet hole.
You would, or if you got cut, you
would have a stab.
Well, but in general, you would call that a what?
Oh.
Okay. And what do you call the area around a wound, the skin that gets real red and feverish?
Inflamed.
And sometimes kind of long, yeah.
Inflamed there.
Okay. Do you have any other area words there? Have you ever heard proud flesh?
Yeah, but that's what's rotten.
Okay.
I mean, when you got proud flesh, you're in a serious condition.
Okay. Well, what now exactly what is that? How is that different from just in the inflamed?
Proud flesh. That's when that area's gotten so much infection till it's rotten. But anytime anybody tells you that a person's got proud flesh around it, then the doctor's got to go in there and debris it, and take all that out. Because it's actually dead tissue.
What does it look like? How does it look different from the
inflammation? Well, I don't know so much about the color. It's darker, but the odor is real strong.
Okay.